We have to stop Ronan.
How?
I have a plan.
You've got a plan?
Yes.
First of all, you're copying me from when I said I had a plan.
No, I'm not. People say that all the time. It's not that unique of a thing to say.
Secondly, I don't even believe you have a plan.
I have part of a plan.
What percentage of a plan do you have?
You don't get to ask questions after the nonsense you pulled on Nowhere.
I just saved Quill.
We've already established that you destroying the ship that I'm on is not saving me.
When did we establish?
Like 3 seconds ago!
No, I wasn't listening. I was thinking of something else.
Oh.
She's right. You don't get an opinion. What percentage?
I don't know. 12%.
12%?
That's a fake laugh.
It's real!
Totally fake.
That is the most real, authentic, hysterical laugh of my entire life, because that is not a plan.
It's barely a concept.
You're taking their side?
I am Groot.
So what? It's better than 11%. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Thank you, Groot. Thank you. See? Groot's the only one of you who has a clue.
Hi everybody, it's Bina 007 back again for a 10-minute movie review after what seems like 7 or 8 months. I have been slightly distracted. I've been podcasting with another bunch of wonderful geeks at vokpodcast.wordpress.org. You should definitely check them out for all your Game of Thrones, Song of Ice and Fire, movie, TV, nerd out needs. But I decided to reinvigorate this 10-minute movie review podcast because I am so excited about Guardians of the Galaxy. And what's really weird is that even though I was invited to an advanced press screening, I actually didn't know anything about these guys. You know, I have a sort of average knowledge of the Marvel Universe, and I love movies like The Avengers. But I just didn't have any kind of advance hype about this film. And it is so amazingly wonderful. It's not as kind of Joss Whedon-y smart alecky as some of the other Marvel films, and it's certainly a lot more goofy. It has more of the air of films like, I don't know, The Goonies, or Indiana Jones, or Firefly. It has a real sort of nostalgic throwback feel, and maybe that's because the hero is walking around with a Sony Walkman playing hits from the 70s. But it has this lovely, warm, affectionate, you know, just like Saturday morning cereal, hijinks, adventure tone. And I haven't had this good a time in the cinema for years, and I can't recommend it highly enough. So what's the movie all about? It's kind of like a sort of intergalactic A-team group of misfit characters who are out there trying to make the world a better place. And leading the charge, we have a guy called Peter Quill, who is played by a newly buff Chris Pratt. I mean, honestly, if you've seen this kid in Parks and Recreation, he has seriously done some work at the gym. But it's perfectly cast because the core of this movie is its heart and its comedy, and he's brilliantly able to pull that off. And he plays this kid who grew up in the early 80s, hence the Walkman, and when his mom died, he's kind of abducted by these Han Solo-style mercenary alien beings who train him up to be effectively a sort of Han Solo-style, Indiana Jones-style, but goofy character. And as the movie opens, what we discover is that he's on the hunt for this orb, this sort of MacGuffin-style widget that everybody's after. And the first hour of the film is really seeing bad guys, good guys, don't know really who they are guys after this thing. And what will become our A-team group of Guardians of the Galaxy kind of come together and unite when they're put in this prison and have to break out. And I love that scene because it's just so funny. It's got that MacGyver A-team style. You need a bit of that and that little gadget and we're going to bust ourselves out. And you really see the personalities come together. So like I said, you've got the Peter Quill action hero, but goofy. You've got this very kind of serious, disciplined girl called Gamora, who we think's a baddie, but is she a baddie? Is she a goodie? And she's played by Zoe Saldana in very much that same kind of role she had in Star Trek, which is the slightly disciplinarian, austere, but, you know, very pretty girl. So that's a shame she's being a bit typecast there. And then you have David Bautista, who I think's like a wrestling guy. So he's incredibly built. And he plays this vengeful guy who's after the same guys that Peter Quill's after. And the character's called Drax. He's got this amazing kind of Guillermo del Toro style body kind of carvings. He looks amazing. But what's brilliant about that guy is he turns out not just to be like this muscle-bound guy. He's a really great straight man. Like, he makes a lot of the comedy happen. There's a sequence that just kicks off the end credits that's so funny, where it just relies on him being the straight guy to a, well, I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to spoil it. So you've got the hero, the heroine, you've got the muscle guy, and then rounding out the group of guardians, you've got a kind of a talking ent, like a talking tree called Groot, who can only say, "I am Groot," and bizarrely kind of voiced over by Vin Diesel. But, you know, I cannot tell you how much I'm in love with this character and how much I absolutely care what happens to him. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then the fifth member of the team is kind of like the Hannibal of the A-Team. He's the brains, and he's a mutant raccoon called Rocket, who's voiced by Bradley Cooper, kind of channeling Joe Pesci in the Goodfellas. It's just so funny. He's the guy who's walking around the whole time going, "You idiots!" But he has real heart. You know, he's beaten up and bruised, and he's been experimented on. He's like the comedy, wisecracking version of Cobra in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. You know, if that movie had had heart and humor like this movie, it would have been a true classic. So we've got this crime-fighting gang. They get together over the first hour of the movie. And the second hour of the movie is a much more sort of conventional action movie play, as they have to sort of go to this planet called Nova and save all these wonderful people from the evil supervillain. And I have to say that there are some really amazing action sequences in the film, and kudos to the director, James Gunn, because he pulls off what I think is a really tricky balance, which is that the action sequences are thrilling and they are imaginative, and the design of them, the production design, whoever did that on this film, it's just beautiful. It has some of that glossy high-end stuff that you get in Marvel films like The Avengers, but it has a lot of really kind of funky, beaten up richness that you get in, like I said, you know, films like Hellboy or Pan's Labyrinth, that real kind of surreal fantasy look. And when it does look cheesy, it's deliberately so. So you'll get like a very moving scene of the hero and heroine, and it'll be against this like very overly wrought painted backdrop of galaxies and swirling stars. But I think it's self-consciously doing that. It's trying to take us back to that time when we were kids, when we fell in love with those comic book stories. So I really love it. But he has all this action, James Gunn, the director, but he also knows how to pull off comedy. And this is a seriously funny film. But more importantly, it's touching. I cared about these characters. They had real chemistry. I wanted to see what happened to them. And when the lights came up on the main part of this film, all I wanted to do was watch it again. I could have happily sat down. If that film had been on general release on Wednesday night, I would have sat back down and watched it again, as would have my friend who watched it with me. Again, she doesn't know anything about the Marvel Universe, not an action film fan. We both loved it. And I want to see the sequel. It's obviously set up for a sequel, and I can't wait for that to happen. So overall, as you can tell from my gushingly excited review, I think Guardians of the Galaxy, it's the film of the year. It's the film of the last 5 years. I'm even going to say, and this is the bold call, that it's the best Marvel movie to date. It's different from Marvel movies. It's weirder. It's gonzo. It's crazy. It's adorably in love with all those wonderful films of the 70s and 80s that we knew and love. But if you loved those Indiana Jones style films, if you loved Firefly, you have to go and see this movie. And the other thing to say is that unlike some of the recent Marvel movies, it's very much a film you can take kids to. The humor is, a lot of it's very physical and visual. There's definitely smart alecky stuff as well. But it's a real kids' movie. I think it's something that would appeal to all the family. So, two enthusiastic thumbs up for Guardians of the Galaxy. It just remains for me to say that the movie has a running time of 121 minutes, which flies by. It's rated PG-13 in the USA and 12A in the UK for moderate fantasy, action, violence, threat, and moderate bad language. And the movie is basically on global release on July 31st. So you can look out for it in cinemas then. But the full release date schedule and a lot more information is available at the full written review at bina007.com. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this review. I'm going to just try and be a bit more diligent about putting them out. And I really encourage you to see this film. It's an absolute delight. And, you know, what can I say? But I am Groot.